Good morning. We're continuing the Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chaf. We're learning Simeon Aleph from the Chayyadim. Now is moving into the applications of the concept of Tinoi Chazorah. So now, Chazorah means a person has a pot of food on the fire from before Shabbos, going into Shabbos. Some point in Shabbos, he takes the pot off. He wants to put the pot back. A simple example, a person left the cholent up for Shabbos, and Friday night he wants to take some of the cholent out to heat, so he takes the pot off of the fire, takes the cholent out, puts the pot back on the fire. So that is called chazorah. It's only mutter if the food is fully cooked, otherwise you have a concern of bishul, but assuming that even if it's fully cooked, there's no concern of bishul, because Chazal said there's a limit to what you're allowed to do. This act of taking it off and putting it back on has to meet certain criteria. So the first criteria, of course, it has to be that it's fully cooked, like you mentioned. The second one, it has to be that has not cooled below a temperature that would be a concern of bishul achar bishul. Those are both to address the issur d'oraisa of bishul. It's fully cooked and it's still hot. Now, besides that, we have three other conditions that we need to be able to do chazorah to put it back on. Number one, the fire has to be covered in some way. Chazal did that by putting a layer of ash or sand on top of the coals to keep to minimize the temperature of the coals. Nowadays, we put a blech on top, some type of a piece of metal, over the flame which is there. So that's the condition that's called grufa and ketuma. And the two more conditions that one needs to do to have the chazorah, the chatkila, one is that a person should never put it down. So it's very clear that he's putting it back. It's a chazorah. Because if you put it down somewhere, that becomes its place. And then you pick it up, you're not doing chazorah, you're doing a new act of putting it on the fire. So you have to hold on to it, and it has to be like the lahachzer, that the original intent when you took it off was to return it. So therefore, again, we look at this as an act of chazorah, but if a person took it off and did not plan to return it, he's basically ended the shehiyah which was there from beforehand. It's no longer on the fire, it's now in a new place. When you put it there with no intent to return it, means you plan to leave it in its new place. So it's now been kind of mokums, as it were. It now belongs to that new place. Then you change your mind, you want to put it back. Well, that's a new act of putting it on. And that's going to be usur. There are some rules in certain scenarios we can forgo these last two conditions. But the first three conditions have to be met. From all this, we see that a person, the only way a person can be putting something on a place of bishul on Shabbos is through the rules of chazorah. But if something was not on the fire from before Shabbos, a person wants to take it on Shabbos and put it on the fire, or it was cooked earlier in the week, and a person is taking it on Shabbos and putting it on the fire, that's known as nesina lechatchila. And we see from all of this that a person cannot do nesina lechatchila. A person cannot take this item which has is not continuing on the fire. A person cooked the pot and put it in the fridge. So that it clearly has ended the original state of being on the fire. Now he wants to take it out on Shabbos morning and put it to warm up. That's known as the sin of chatchila, and that is usur. So the Chayyadim is now going to discuss, how can I talk about this issue of cooking peiros? By definition, they were raw. We have a case that they were raw. By definition, they weren't on the fire from before Shabbos. So where would it be relevant to this idea of that putting fruit back is a problem? Fruit there, not back, I'm sorry. Putting fruit there is a problem of bishul, and you never get to that point because you can't put it there. So is there a scenario where a person could put it there? Now we have another question. Even though you're allowed to put it there based on the rules of chazorah, but is there a problem of bishul? So that's why the Chayyadim moves onto this tangent, because really the time of conversation still is about bishul in this siman, but he moves on to the tangent of how exactly are you putting this item on the fire to cook that I need to come on to say that the problem of bishul in this situation. So the Chayyadim is going to discuss three possibilities of how a person can put something on the fire on Shabbos lechatchila. In other words, it does not need to meet the rules of what's known as Tzonei Chazorah. The person does the qualifications one needs to do Chazorah. So three possibilities that one could come up with. One is the if a person puts it keneged hamadura, a person puts it far away from the fire. So as opposed to near the fire, because I were afraid if you put something near the fire, you might come to throw the coals. Since the derech was to cook near the fire, a person puts it further away, not in a place where a person normally would cook. People will see that and say, why has he put it there? Oh, it must be that he doesn't want to cook it, and he's distancing himself not to make a mistake. Putting it in a place where it's not the derech to put it there acts as a reminder not to stir the coals. So that's the one suggestion. It would be a scenario which is called summer. It's connected, but it's not adjacent to where the bonfire is, where the fire is. It's further away. And number two is that a person can take, if there's a pot of food on the fire, you want to put something on top of that pot, that's mutter. You do not need tanai chazara. A person can put something on so you have an urn, which is water sitting inside the urn on top of the fire, and you want to put something on top of the urn, so that's mutter. That's putting on top of a kedera malaya, putting on top of a pot which has food inside of it. And that's the second example. In the next year, we'll touch on the third example. Meanwhile, have a good day.